Texan's calling and he's all upset about McCain again. He wants him to be chief of naval operations.
Boy, that's just impossible.
Fourth star or something. And
yeah.
He's listed four or five things. I told him I didn't know anything about it. I took my recommendation from you, and I'd ask you to come see him sometime in the next two or three days. I don't know whether McCain's in town or what it is, but it seemed like he's up with Goldberg. And
yeah.
Maybe Goldberg's urgent and something be done for him. I don't know. They may have a deal on.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to do something. That's all.
He says that... there's a change of some kind in prospect, and that there's a command of the Atlantic, a command of the Pacific, a command of something. That is McCain a competent fellow?
I'm told he isn't, Mr. President. I don't know him very well myself. I work with him off and on. He's a nice little fellow. He talks well, a pleasing appearance, but he's not a good, strong, tough commander, and couldn't therefore be. Commander-in-Chief of the Atlantic or Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific or something like that, both of which are four-star jobs, and neither of which, by the way, is open, and as far as I know, won't be open anytime soon. But there are other four-star jobs around here, and conceivably we can find one we could put him in. I think the thing for me to do is first get a list of all four-star jobs, just look at them myself and see what I could figure out.
I think that's right. Then go sit down with Dirksen and try to keep him aboard.
I sure will.
What about our MiGs last night?
Well, we shot down a MiG-21, we think. The MiGs are showing increasing willingness to enter into combat with us, although they haven't yet really shown they want to come up in large numbers and engage us in large numbers. You probably noticed that one of the engagements last night was against a single reconnaissance aircraft, which goes in to take pictures or gather electronic intelligence, but which we always accompany with usually a four-plane air patrol above it. And the MiGs came up trying to knock the single plane down. The night before, they did the same thing against the U-2, which was by itself, except we had an air cap with it. But they haven't been attacking our bombers as much as they appear to be attacking the single-plane reconnaissance or command and control or electronic gathering aircraft. But I think that they're showing signs of moving into air battles, and I suspect we'll have more of it in the weeks ahead. We've had the usual difficulties that you find early in combat, a new form of combat. We had eight missiles in a row that failed. Now, most of them Sparrows. Now, this could be poor manufacture, poor maintenance, poor training, or just the normal difficulties of getting a guided missile to track properly on a target. But it was a pretty poor performance, I think, and we're trying to find out what the reason was and be more perfect in the weeks ahead.
How did we lose our planes? I noticed we lost some last night. SAM sites?
No, I think it was ground fire. As far as we know, we haven't lost lost them to MiGs as yet in the last week or two. We may have lost one to a MiG aircraft. One F-105 went down. We don't think it was lost to a MiG. Apparently the North Vietnamese think they shot it down. We're not entirely sure what happened to it. Apart from that, it's been ground fire. We lost one to a surface-to-air missile Saturday night, I think it was. We've had about roughly 15 lost to surface-to-air missiles since the 1st of July last year.
Who's flying the MiG?
This report that Chinese were flying, Mr. President, I think is without foundation. Almost surely North Vietnamese are. If you examine the markings of a Chinese plane versus a North Vietnamese plane, it's almost impossible to tell them apart. There's a tiny little rectangle of white superimposed on yellow and red that identifies China from North Vietnam, so you can't really tell from the marking going 500 miles an hour. As far as the face is concerned, allegedly one of our pilots came within 50 feet of one of theirs. I don't know how you tell a North Vietnamese of Chinese origin versus a Chinaman. We don't put much credence in the report of Chinese fire.
We know they're not Russians.
They don't appear to be Russians. But I do think that it indicates that we can anticipate more air battles in the future, and this isn't terribly serious as long as it doesn't lead us into having to attack those airfields or as long as it doesn't lead the Chinese to come in with their airplanes.
Did you read Russell's interview?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, a lot of trouble for us. I talked to Buzz Wheeler this morning, told him that I had mentioned casually to you last night this Chief Strong view on POL, and that you said you wanted to talk to him fairly soon, and just left it that way.
That's good. Will you tell me when, this week or the next week?
I think early next week is the best time, Mr. President.
Okay. All right.